Good morning. I'm Boyce Lancaster. I am joined this morning by Columbus Symphony Orchestra Artistic Director, Music Director, Conductor, cook, bottle washer, Rossin Milanov this morning on Classical 101. Good morning.
Good morning and Happy New Year and to all our listeners.
Yes. And every time I think you've crammed as much into a week as you can, you stick something else in there. This is a huge week, starting today, as a matter of fact, with subject matter at the OSU Urban Arts Space. Tell us a little bit about how people can get their heads inside of all of the Russian music you're presenting.
Well, this is absolutely right. This is our Russian Winter Festival. And I'm so glad that the weather also turned a little bit more seasonal for the winter, and I absolutely love it. I'm a winter baby born in January,
so this is home for cold weather.
But anyway, this is a week that we have dedicated to some of the greatest Russian composers. And not only that, but also providing different angles and views into the entire creative process that was going there, not only in classical music, but in visual arts, also in history and philosophy. So the event that you referred to earlier today, it's going to be focusing on Russia and the rise of the cultural intelligentsia at the end of the 19th century. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a professor from OSU giving this lecture that specializes in that particular field. And it will be a wonderful opportunity to enjoy that first event of series of many that we're offering during this week. Tomorrow at the Columbus Art Museum, there will be a special concert / guided tour of some of the Russian artists that they have in their collection. And there will be also instrumental music by Russian composers that goes very well with the paintings. So there is another opportunity for people to get into the mood and perhaps have something, a bigger picture, not only of the musical history of what we are going to be presenting, but also of everything else that is happening in this quite unique country as far as culture is concerned.
I see you're going to have a few members of the orchestra playing some chamber pieces, including pianist Caroline Hong, who has been a longtime loved musician in Columbus, Ohio, and beyond. And Chagall specifically enters into this, correct?
Yes, absolutely. The actual Mozart to Matisse series that we presented at the museum this week are entitled Chagall and the Great Russian Composers. And we just heard some of the music that you played before. And Shostakovich is certainly one of them, but there are many, many others, because that period, the period of the 1920s, the early 1930s, was famous for its creativity and its wide variety of different genres. That was a little bit before the time when Stalin entered and cast his huge shadow over everyone that was in the arts and sort of forced them to write music in only one way, the way that he would accept it.